is on and the party on.
Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Eh, up in your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up the lions.
Hello, this is Sophie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Slay.
I'm really energetic today. I've had an energy drink and two cups of coffee.
Oh.
So my heart is beating very fast.
What energy?
It was Bang? Celsius.
Oh, Celsius.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm ready. We have a very exciting theme today.
Yeah. Girl bosses or pop princesses?
Girl bosses and pop princesses.
It just sort of happened. We didn't even. The pop princesses came to us.
They did. I was like, this morning, I was like, what do I want to listen to today? And I was remembering that last week we were talking about Katy Perry's Flop Era. And we were talking,
or not Flop Era, because it's a good song.
We were talking about Change the Rhythm, yeah. And like this. And Swish Swish, and I just like I needed to listen to Change the Rhythm this morning. So in case you didn't get that, we were just listening to Change the Rhythm by Katy Perry. And coming up next is an underrated pop princess, in my opinion.
Mm.
We have Domino by Jessie J.
Oh, underrated.
Oh yeah. Okay. Talk to you guys soon.
And free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running, cause you're taking me there. Don't you know? You spin me out of control. I can taste the tension like a cloud.
Welcome back. You were just listening to What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. And Meryl, I have an important question for you.
What?
Would you characterize Avril Lavigne as pop princess or girl boss?
Can't she be both?
No.
Oh. Pop princess.
Pop princess. Punk pop princess.
Yes. I bet she's girl bossy, but isn't there, like, conspiracy theories that she has no control or something, or she's a clone?
No, yeah, there's a conspiracy theory that she's dead, and that they cloned her.
It's not very girl boss to be a clone, but...
No, it's not. Okay, on that note, coming up next is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Open up the door. together, and tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet, sweet. If I could be Such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for two again? issue and aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Welcome back! You are listening to The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani featuring Akon and Waterfalls by TLC.
Nice.
I guess I've never done like a close listen to the lyrics of that song. It's kind of dark. It's kind of dark. It's kind of sad. Yeah.
I guess I wasn't really doing a close listen either just now.
Yeah.
What's dark?
There's a lot of sadness in that song.
You know, pop princesses can be sad. I don't think they're pop princesses,
no.
though.
According to Rivendell, it's R&B/soul.
Well,
but
they're still princesses.
They are princesses. TLC, if you're listening, they're princesses. Okay, coming up next is a pop princess who kind of fell off.
Oh.
But I guess she does, like, movies now. Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Fell off. I think she's still relevant.
I just feel like she hasn't made music
A Pitch Perfect hasn't. Next Pitch Perfect movie.
There's another Pitch Perfect movie coming out.
I feel like they always want to do another. I don't know.
I don't know, but she was in Edge of 17, which is like my fave.
Oh, yeah.
And she was also in like the Black Widow movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and her voice on TikTok got an edit.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, you don't get asked out on dates.
I do.
I just never go, and everyone's like, "Oh my god,
savage!" Okay. So coming up next is "Love Myself" by Hailee Steinfeld.
I love myself, no, I don't need anybody else.
Hit the gas quick, ready or not, here I come, where you at?
you were just listening to Ready or Not by Bridget Mendler and Potential Breakup Song by Ally and AJ.
Yes. Oh, PSA time?
I think so.
Okay.
Numbers? That one looks long. Can you handle it?
Yeah. Or maybe, I know. I'll girl boss it. Numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy,
holy
which is
moly.
Enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhones. Numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That is insane.
I know. It's not very girl boss to Bitcoin.
I had no idea. Like, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it could power
Sophie's
a house.
Sophie's face is, like, generally... Like,
for 73 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can buy... Oh, my God.
You can buy
crypto on, like, Venmo and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You could buy so much...
That is so bad.
That is bad.
Like, I know it was bad, but, like, it was abstractly bad to me.
Yeah. There's a little note in the little like sheet or binder that says to recap, crypto boys, you suck and you're killing the planet.
Wow.
I'm glad my PSA was so informative.
No, that is
for
a
you.
Really informative PSA. I was like,
I was not, nervous about was not reading the lettering or the letters, reading the numbers. I was like, I don't think I've read a number out loud in this log.
I was not really like considering buying crypto.
Yeah,
but now I'm really not considering buying crypto.
Bitcoin? You want to say that you own Bitcoin too?
No. I think Alexa, my friend Alexa, I think she owns Dogecoin.
Actually, like, Dogecoin probably also is not the most environmentally friendly either.
I'll tell her she has to keep it forever because she can't make a transaction with it.
No. Not if she wants to power the weight of more than two iPhones.
Speaking of my friend Alexa, this is her favorite pop princess. Miss Ariana Grande.
Oh. One of my favorites, too.
Really?
Yeah, though she's a little sketch in the face sometimes.
Yeah, I never, like, so got Ariana... Like, I like some Ariana Grande songs, but, like, I can't listen to her for too long.
Really? You were in a... What's it called? How many rings is it?
Seven rings.
You were in a
I like Seven Rings. I just... It's just, like, they've become... Like, her songs become, like, a little monotonous if you listen
Maybe.
For too long, but I guess that's the same with literally everyone, and I'm just being a hater.
This was my song senior year.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I like this song. So, coming up next is Motive by Ariana Grande featuring Doja Cat.
Tell me why I get this feeling that you ain't wanna turn me on. Tell me why I get this feeling that you ain't wanna make me yours. Cause I see you trying, subliminally trying to see if I'm gonna be the one to say you're wrong. I admit it's exciting. Parts of me gonna like it. But before I lead you on, baby, tell me what's your motive? From a mile away. Don't say you want me if you can't keep coming back for me. I'd have to curve you if you just can't talk straight. Just say what you mean, cause you might get it. Cause I see you trying, subliminally trying to see if I'm gonna be the one to say you're wrong. I admit it's exciting, but to me, gonna like it.
what's your motive? You wanna spoil me? Did you want a trophy? Or you wanna spoil me, baby?
Put me on your neck.
Cause you wanna respect. Cause you fighting some war, baby. Well, I had to bring the fists out. Had to put a wall up. But don't trust phones, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah,
tell me what's yeah, your motive, yeah, baby.
Cause you got your candy yeah, on your arm. Yeah. No need to sugarcoat a lie. Yeah. Say what you want. I need it. I really wanna fight. G, can you promise me you'll bring it all tonight? Cause I need you to be wise. Tell me everything that's on your mind.
Tell me what's your motive.
I never went boating, don't get how the air floating. to you, the sky is more blue in Malibu. Next to you in Malibu. Next to you. We watch the sun go down as we're walking. I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change, and it'll be us just for a while. Do they even exist? That's when I make a wish to swim away with the fish. Is it supposed to be this high all summer long? Skies so blue in Malibu. Next to you in Malibu. Next to you.
To you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, I can play them like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make them bounce like a basketball. But you make me wanna act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear high heels. Yes, you make me so nervous that I just can't hold your head. You make me break a sweat for the other guys. When you come around, I get paralyzed. And every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair. Pain's more trouble than love is worth. I guess for air, it feels so good, but you know it hurts.
Hi, this is Sophie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You were just listening to... We listened to a lot. We listened to Do It by Chloe and Halle, mm-hmm. Malibu by Miley Cyrus, and Heart Attack by Demi Lovato.
Yay!
Thank you so much for listening on this fine Monday afternoon. Usually no one comes in after us into the studio, so if you're lucky...
Girl boss for 2 hours?
I am my girl boss for 2 hours. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Any closing thoughts, Mariel?
Goodbye.
Good thought. Okay, to close out, we have Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna.
Yay!
We don't have time for Pretty Girl Rock, unfortunately.